all of us want to be good parents. We want to raise children that are productive, that are a benefit to our culture. And we live in a culture that says discipline is wrong. That is unfortunate, and frankly, it's in contradiction to what God says in His Bible. When we look at how God treated His children in the Old Testament, the Israelites, the nation which was to bring about the Messiah eventually, and we see how they would constantly veer away from the teachings of God and do things that were contrary to His will, and we see God through His providence, and in some cases, through His miraculous nature, able to rebuke the children of Israel, cause them to realize their sin and what they have done. So we know that God is a God who practices discipline. But we also know that God is a God who commands parents to practice discipline. There are several passages we can look at. The focus of our study today is going to be Proverbs 29:15. Proverbs 29:15. There the Bible says, "The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother." Discipline is one of those things that is very difficult because a parent has to be consistent, because a parent doesn't always know what's going to work for one child, and because children are different and what works for one child may not work for another, discipline becomes a very difficult process. Discipline is also something that is not accepted, as I mentioned, in our current culture. But discipline is effective. Discipline is commanded by our God. And here in this case, the Bible tells us that if we will discipline our children, if parents will have the rod of correction, which teaches us God's stance on spanking, and will give rebuke, that the rod and the rebuke give wisdom. It teaches the child something valuable. But it also tells us in this passage the consequences of not disciplining our children. And we're seeing that as more and more parents seem to be adopting the philosophy of no discipline. We're seeing children that become a shame to their parents because their parents have not fulfilled their responsibility. That is one overwhelming lesson that we see throughout the entire Bible, that when we do wrong, the wrong will come back upon us, and we will experience the consequences of that wrong. Here it says that the rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother.